This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Edition of the show. That's exactly right. Hey, you know, I just finished my Thanksgiving meal and it was awesome. One of the reasons it was awesome is because I got to share my Thanksgiving with Tom Woods.
And hey, who doesn't want to spend Thanksgiving with Tom Woods?
It was tremendous. It's just weird. Normally I'd be with my family, but I've got my 25-year high school reunion tomorrow, and I happened to be talking to you about something totally unrelated on the phone, and this came up, and you said, well, wait a minute, you have anything to do for Thanksgiving? And I thought, well, you know, I'll dig up an old uncle or something and go visit. And you were having none of that. You said you're going to come to Keene, and you're going to have Thanksgiving with us. It was great.
I'm so delighted that you, you graced our Thanksgiving with your presence.
Oh, no. It was the other way around. I mean, what great company. I mean, for you guys, you hang around here all the time with the Free State people. It seems normal to you. But to me, this is a miracle that I can hang around with all these like-minded people.
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
It is. You're darn right.
So, Thanksgiving show, Free Talk Live. We have done a live Thanksgiving show probably every Thanksgiving for going back 10 years or so. And, it's something we like to do is make sure that, well, people get to hear live radio on Thanksgiving. Never have we had such a esteemed guest.
Oh, you're much too good. And here I am in person in the studio. That's never happened before.
I know. We very rarely get guests in the studio. And actually, in this case, you're not really a guest. You're a talk show host.
I guess more or less, yeah.
Can you tell people some of the stuff they might know you from? I know you used to do radio for the Peter Schiff show. You would always sub for him.
That's right. And then when I did that, I had, and by the way, that's why I know some of the equipment here in the studio, because I did that for him, and I was doing that from a real radio station in Topeka, and then they outfitted me to do it out of my own office. But then people were saying, well, Woods, you sub for Peter Schiff, that seems to go well, why don't you get your own show? And I thought, that just sounds like a lot of work, that's why I'm not doing it. But now I've got the Tom Woods show, and today, episode number 542, I think, broadcast.
Now, that's the podcast?
Yeah, that's the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, I think podcasts, because they don't have the formatics that that radio does. Radio, you're coming in, you're coming out of the breaks. There's
some podcasts do, and I like the podcasts that are more like radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
Than just the sort of free form. There's no set length, and we might talk forever, we might talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah, there are pros and cons. I mean, I still like something. There's something about radio, and there's something about deadlines and breaks and a time frame that I like. And there's just something exciting and electric about radio, whereas the podcast, it's just me recording, and it can be 30 minutes, it can be 47, whatever. But when you're a guy with 5 kids and it's a miracle you're putting out a show at all, the podcast format works really well.
And there was a podcast that I listened to. It was episode 530 that I just listened to last night because somebody had messaged me and said, Daryl, did you listen to the Tom Woods show when he had Mary Ruart on recently?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think. Gosh, I should know them all by number, but 530 is eluding me. Yeah, Mary Ruart is the sort of person this listening audience might have heard of.
She's been on this show before.
Okay, well, vastly more people should have heard of her because she's tremendous, very impressive. She's got a great background in terms of being a research scientist. She knows all about the relationship between government and science. She doesn't buy any of the propaganda. She's great.
And she was also the Libertarian,
The nomination in 1983 and in 2008.
Yeah.
And I am not stating a factual inaccuracy when I say she sought the nomination in 1983. Prior to the 1992 election year, the Libertarian Party would nominate their presidential and vice presidential ticket the year before the election.
Ah.
So the 1984 ticket was selected in 1983.
Gotcha. Well, there you go. So, Tom, also, you've got how many books? I'm sitting here next to the Politically Incorrect Guide from American History that I brought from my shelf with the intention of getting it.
I love that one.
You have it taken a look. You signed it back in February 2013, but it, you know, this is an awesome
when
book.
I was here for the Liberty Forum.
Right. And I also have. I can't remember.
There's one, 33 questions you're not supposed to ask about something. Well, was that you or DeLorenzo?
No, that's me. That's okay. Me. Yeah, I've got a dozen books, but I have got, I'm planning book number 13 right now. And I really.
Lucky number 13.
I really felt like that was going to be it. Like, I am sick and tired of writing books, and that is it. But I just came up with a good idea, and I can't not do it.
You got to keep working. I mean, who's going to pay the bills?
Well, that's true, but I've found other ways that are more pleasant than writing books. Like, I've already done this 12 times. I have nothing else to say. But I got one more thing. Can I just tell you what it is?
Yeah, please.
Please.
Right. Well, I'm going to co-author it with Scott Horton.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Okay.
And we haven't got a title yet, but it's going to be something like The War on Terror Refuted. So it's not just like, okay, the Iraq War didn't turn out so well. It's every single thing they've done, no matter what the country is, the whole thing will be smashed.
Please tell me there's at least going to be a chapter about bombing hospitals.
Well, I suppose that'll be in a number of chapters, as a matter of fact, because we'll probably just go from country to country. But it's the sort of thing where I know there are a lot of libertarians who say, oh, I hate war, and the war on terror stinks, and whatever, but they might not know the details and the names and the what exactly happens and all that. This is what this book will be for. And then that's it. Mark, if I tell you I'm writing another book after this, I want you to smack me hard.
Why? It's I mean, you're one of the greatest authors in the sphere.
It's hard work, and I'm tired.
Okay, so
I like podcasting now.
Run a triathlon, and then book writing will seem easy.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go to the phones. We've got AC calling in from Ohio. AC, you're on Free Talk Live with Tom Woods.
Yeah, so I just got back from a few hours ago from Thanksgiving with my family. Now, at one point we had an interesting conversation about a few things. One of the things that we talked about, which I thought was interesting, was good old open borders. And one of my relatives, who's a really hardcore conservative guy, he was doing the typical, you know, fear-mongering, you know, we can't open the borders because all these terrorists will come through and they'll kill us all and all that stuff. And my response, and I want to know, how do you guys usually respond to that one?
Well, what I would say is first, you know, that I guess I'm one of the libertarians that will, put a set of caveats on a border opening. I think one of the first things you have to do when you talk about border opening is, hey, let's stop all the foreign adventurism. It wouldn't be that hard to put the soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines on something that produces smoke and sending them back to the United States. They could do that relatively quickly.
That's one of the things I said to him, and he's like, that's a bunch of nonsense. Those people are going to want to kill us, and if we stop killing them, they're not going to stop. They're going to come on. They're going to want to kill us even more.
Issue an apology. The United States government, Barack Obama, could go say, look, we're really sorry for dropping hellfire missiles on your weddings. We're sorry for blowing up hospitals that are trying to help you. We're sorry for getting involved in your politics. You should be able to, decide what direction your political landscape's going to go. It's none of our business.
And I realize that the U.S. government very rarely does say, I'm sorry, but they have done it a few times.
It'd be powerful if they did.
But they always do it 100 years later when everybody who was involved is dead now.
Right. The airmen already have.
Then they apologize for what those people did, but with the implication being nothing I've done deserves an apology, but
yeah,
that terrible guy from 100 years ago.
But 70 years after the internment of Japanese Americans, there was an apology. It was 100 years after the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom, there was an apology. I still don't think they ever apologized for George Washington giving American Indians the smallpox blankets.
Well, let me jump in on this thing about they're going to attack us anyway, and it doesn't matter what we do. So we've got about another this month? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, that's all I need. Okay, it's true that there will always be crazy people who want to do bad things, but when Osama bin Laden actually addressed this in 2004, he said, if it's true that we're attacking you because of women's rights or whatever, then how come we're not attacking Sweden? Like, bin Laden specifically said that. Why are we not attacking Sweden?
Wow.
good point.
You see, this is the thing that people don't... AC, we're going to hold on to you. People don't even want to address, want to listen to Obama, or excuse me, Osama bin Laden, because they feel like it's so egregious just to even suggest that. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been on the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can call in if you've got a comment on borders, Thanksgiving. You just want to talk to Tom Woods. The number's 855-450-FREE. It is a toll-free call. 855-450-3733. And AC, from Ohio has he's called in with basically the evergreen topic for, you know, it's red meat for libertarians. It's the borders. What do we do about the borders? And people are talking about this right now.
Yeah.
Paris bombings, Donald Trump, you know, these are issues that people are concerned with. First, before we get into it, I want to tell you how you can enter to win a Tiger Light. It's their new DAD, defense alert device. So what it is it's a flashlight, a powerful LED flashlight with a pepper spray in it that also has a built-in Bluetooth to allow for crowd alert technology. It's lightweight, water-resistant, durable, and thanks to its polycarbonate housing, making it virtually indestructible. You can learn more about it. Just go to tigerlight.net. This is a $130 item, and we're giving one away for free on our email list. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com. Right there on the right-hand side of the page, there's an opportunity to sign up for the email list, and you can be in. We're going to be doing – you got to sign up by the 1st of December to be eligible. So freetalklive.com. And by the way, we do giveaways on the email list on a regular basis, so sign up there anyway and get our new newsletter and, you know, be involved in the giveaways. Freetalklive.com to sign up. AC, are you there?
Yep.
So you brought up, again, the topic of borders, and I guess it was a Thanksgiving dinner, and your uncle or dad or somebody?
Uncle, dad, couple cousins. It's mostly between my uncle and my dad, basically. You know, this was, like, after dinner when they were all watching football.
And just, you know, what do you think about the border situation kind of thing? How'd it go?
Yeah, they were kind of just talking about, you know, border stuff and things like that. And they started talking about Mexicans. And I kind of just brought in some two cents about how I believe in open borders. And that's for the whole, you want the terrorists to come in and kill us all? And it was basically fear-mongering. And I basically said to him, one of the main reasons why these people, these terrorists want to come in is because of the military. And so... And he said that what the United States military has been doing to them for decades is that's not true. They hate us because we're infidels. And, you know, the typical.
Yeah.
Yeah, that typical nonsense, which I know is not true. I mean, Tom Woods said himself, Osama bin Laden even said, you know, if I wanted to care about women's rights, I would have attacked Switzerland.
Yeah. Well, I think all you have to do is look through the 20th century and the relationship that the U.S. had in the Middle East throughout the 20th century. Up till the middle of the century, the United States was held in very high regard. Everybody loved Americans in the Middle East. After World War I, when the Syrians were asked, the so-called King Crane Commission was sent over to Syria to find out which country would Syria like to be governed by as a League of Nations mandate, it was overwhelmingly the United States. So obviously something happened. Somewhere around the middle of the 20th century, something happened.
Was it installation of the Shah in Iran by the CIA?
That there was something in 1952 or 53,
I believe.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
1947, there was somebody that was overthrown. Well, I mean, you know, obviously there's the U.S. role in the creation of Israel. And what's interesting about that, of course, is that the State Department in 1947 said things that even right-wingers today are embarrassed to say. But just regular State Department people were saying it. Were saying, look, if Truman goes ahead and just automatically, regardless of Israeli behavior, just goes ahead and immediately recognizes Israeli independence, even if they're taking more territory than the UN partition entitled them to, we're going to make all Israel's enemies our enemies. And they're not our enemies right now. We're not enemies with the Arab world, but we're going to be. And then, of course, we had the problem of all the Palestinian refugees that were not allowed to return to their homes. There were Israelis who moved into abandoned Palestinian homes. They moved into these homes that these people had been driven out of. And again, there were State Department officials saying this is going to ruin the American reputation in the Middle East. And Harry Truman said that he was disgusted by how the Israelis were handling the refugee problem, but obviously, as usual, nothing was done.
Right. This is terrible.
Yeah, this is terrible. What a shame. Slap on the wrist. So this has a teensy-weensy bit to do with it, and it's not like nobody predicted this would happen. The State Department people all said this was going to happen.
So what do you think about my plan here, Tom, to handle open borders? The first thing you've got to do is stop the foreign adventurism and issue an apology. I really think that an apology would probably go a long way because it makes it seem like we're not going to do it again. Most of these people just, they don't want to punish anybody. They just want it to stop.
Yeah, as long as John Bolton and some of these people still live in the U.S., though, it's hard to plausibly claim this will never happen again.
Oh, yeah. I don't expect it to happen.
These people are champing at the bit. But on the open borders thing, though, I will utter a word of a discordant word, let's say perhaps a heretical word to some people, but to me it is the correct libertarian position. Every time the government is involved in something, it muddies the waters when you figure out what the rights and wrongs of it are. Like, we know that it's good for shoes to be produced by private people and not by the government. That's easy. But education, like, once the government has taken over education, then we start arguing about, well, should the schools teach this language or that language, or should the schools do this, should the schools do that? We wouldn't be arguing this if the government hadn't taken over the schools.
Right.
It would just be your school does this and my school does that, and that's why the private sector keeps us from each other's throats. Whereas with the state, it wants to impose something on everybody, it creates conflict. But the same thing goes for immigration, because in this case, it's not a case of the state taking over education. It's the state has taken over all the land area of the U.S., basically.
And the world.
Well, and the world, but let's say in the U.S., all the roads are public property and parks are public property. There's so-called public property everywhere. So that means people from anywhere can just start walking on it. Now, in a private society, a free society, there wouldn't be any of these so-called public areas. They'd all be privately owned. You wouldn't have an immigration problem. It would just be people inviting other people onto their property. But again, as soon as the government gets involved, it muddies the waters, because is it really the case that the government says all these areas are available to everyone to walk on? Is that what a private owner would have done? Probably not.
But the funny thing is, they're saying all of this land is available for anybody to walk on unless you come from across one of these lines that we have, and then you can't walk on this land that everybody else can walk on.
Right. The tax rate here in Keene, New Hampshire is double what it is in my town. And so I drive in, I use Keene's facility on a relatively regular basis. They got a much nicer library. They've got sidewalks and all kinds of stuff. And I just chuckle at the tax rate that these people have to pay. So I am, to some extent, that immigrant that's using the facilities. But when it comes to sidewalks, I can't imagine what each footfall costs them. It's got to be pretty low.
Well, it's not a question of cost. It's a question of whose property is that, really? And if this is stuff that's paid for by tax money, then it could be argued that the taxpayers are the owners of the property. It was the money to fund it was taken from them.
That's the notion.
So they would be the ones to decide how it ought to be used. I mean, ideally, it should be private owners deciding. But the idea that the government gets to decide arbitrarily that anybody can just, that if we want, for example, in Singapore, what if 5 million Chinese moved to Singapore? It would destroy the whole country.
I would concur with you that would be the case. The difficulty is just sort of, putting in place the steps that would get us from here to there. And
I think that's the hard part.
But, then again, I think HOPA takes too long to get us there. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Also, our username on Skype is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. The topic of borders has been brought up on a libertarian radio show, and you know what that means. It's a throwdown. 855-450-3733. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, by the way. And we do have some Thanksgiving show prep if we ever get to it. But it's Free Talk Live. And AC called in, and I guess at his Thanksgiving meal, the topic of borders was brought up. And Tom, there are different strains of thought in the libertarian world.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
it comes to
and it's
borders.
Hard to disentangle them on the air.
Oh yeah, you get 10 minutes
yeah,
per segment.
It's nuts.
And so one of them would be open the borders now. Let things figure out. Let the world figure out what it's going to figure out. Mm-hmm. You know, free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely. Nobody in the libertarian sphere disagrees with that statement, really, that free people should be able to cross the border, to travel freely. The questions have to do with private property and a variety of other things. So, mine is nuanced. I say you got to stop the foreign wars. You set up a program, because I don't imagine the government's going to disappear tomorrow. You set up the blue card program, I call it, and it allows anybody to come in who wants to work for a better life. They're going to be completely ineligible for welfare programs.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very important step.
And they're going to be, ineligible for minimum wage protections. They're going to not have to pay a lot of taxes, because a lot of taxes, come from, they pay for social welfare programs. Why should you have to pay a federal tax that you're not benefiting from?
Well, then wait a minute. Then I want to qualify for this immigrant program, too.
Me too.
That's the secret. Okay. So, you know, there's this blue card program, and then, you know, people can come in and build a better life for themselves.
Yeah.
America was built by people who wanted to build a better life for themselves.
And the first aspect of this blue card, it really addresses one aspect of Schrodinger's immigrant.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you're familiar with Schrodinger's cat, where it's dead and alive at the same time. The Schrodinger's immigrant is that immigrant that steals your job but is too lazy to work, so sits at home and collects welfare.
Right. You can't do both, right?
You can't do both, so let's solve the problem of sitting at home collecting welfare, because that's something we can actually control.
And, you know, the funny thing is, I don't even want their crummy benefits, so-called, that the government gives me. So
right.
The fact that they charge me to give me these benefits is just adding insult to injury. So if I could have that plan you just described, where I don't get the benefits but I don't get charged, I think we should all move out of America, and then we'll all come back in and get that blue card.
So you just hate roads.
Well, of course, right? I'm a libertarian.
It's always the roads. So this has been my solution to it. I understand, you know, libertarians are constantly trying to slice this turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Trying to slice this turkey and figure out exactly what is the right position on immigration. And what you brought up in the last segment is, I think, your nuanced version of sort of Hans Hermann Hoppe's, his position. So there's two positions. Lou Rockwell recently came out on lourockwell.com. He's also the president of the Mises Institute?
Now he's the chairman. He's the founding president.
Founding president and chairman of the Mises Institute. He came out with, his nuanced position was sort of Hoppian.
Yeah, it's a good article.
We read it on the air. And
oh, really?
We stuck a couple of forks in it. And, we're just a little more radical here on Free Talk Live. And Ian's position is basically open the borders and see what happens, because it'll put pressure on the federal government to stop their social welfare programs.
I don't think it will. I really don't think it will.
Let's just go over the Rockwell article briefly, just, you know, the sort of the point of, and one of the points that Rockwell was making is that somehow I or someone else can stop someone from coming onto property that I do not currently have any ownership of, that's thousands of miles away from me. So somehow I should be able to prevent someone from going into some vacant part of Montana, and there are tons of vacant parts of Montana, simply because, well, they had to cross here from another country to get there, so therefore you can prevent them from going there. Is that an accurate assessment of what he was saying?
As an American citizen?
Right. I was, you know, thrust as an American citizen by virtue of escaping a vagina within the territory claimed by the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they say I'm an American citizen, and Rockwell's position is that as an American citizen, I can claim ownership over a piece of land that I have never seen because it's within the jurisdiction claimed by the U.S. government.
What Rockwell wants is what I think we all agree, that the problem would be solved if we were just dealing with individuals owning private property and there were no government involved. We would all just have agreements. Okay, you come onto my property, or you come visit me, or you go to that restaurant, and there wouldn't be a so-called immigration problem. We all agree on that.
So
the question is, what is the ultimate goal? If that's the ultimate goal, then Lou is saying that the closer we get immigration decisions down to the most local level, given that the individual is the most local level, then the closer we are getting to the correct libertarian position. Especially when you consider that there is no way any society, any group of property owners would ever say, our position is anybody can just come onto any old plot of land that we own at all. Anybody, come on, open your doors of your home. Open the doors of your house and just see who comes on in, and plus subsidize them while you're at it. And if they, you know, there's no one would do that.
So what do you do with the millions of square kilometers? I don't know if it's million, but, you know, like the vast openness of the Western United States that nobody lives on and nobody owns. And if the federal government goes away tomorrow, there would not be an owner of a lot of property in the western U.S.
Okay.
So on that property, could I prevent somebody? I don't want to prevent somebody from going into mass openness.
I don't know. But in a way, it's a moot question because nobody's asking about that.
That much is true. One thing I would point out is that there's a Syrian refugee crisis going on right now. I am unable, as a free person, to open my home up to a family that would come here, that could come here and, you know, escape the horrors that have been visited upon them by the United States federal government to some extent, indirectly, you know, in the support of this. I am disallowed because of this sort of democratic system that is, you know, thrust upon us, that because of the immigration laws here in the United States, I can't allow somebody to come to my house. And that is not the, that's not an indication of a free person, right?
Yeah, I'll grant you the whole subject is screwed up and mixed up.
No, yeah,
that was my point to start with.
It sure is.
Is that anytime you're talking about any other issue that involves two people, whether it's sports or production of goods for exchange or whatever, there's no problem. But when the government takes it over, it politicizes the issue. And so if the government owns the lake, well, then, okay, I guess we do need to have some kind of regulation about how much gunk gets dropped in the lake, because if the lake were privately owned, we wouldn't be dropping gunk in it. But you see, as soon as the government gets involved, then there are 12 other regulations that invariably follow from it. If we just had individuals in charge of everything, which is the direction we should go in, but so in other words, you get these issues that don't really have very neat libertarian answers. Well, given that the government is in charge of X, what should be done now? The government is in charge of the library, so should naked people be allowed to go in it? There is no clean libertarian answer to that question.
Well, I guess the clean libertarian answer is the library.
How attractive are they?
Should be. Well, it's always a question. It should be asked, hey, can we sell the library to some organization? Then that organization would likely be a library foundation, and that library foundation would likely say, you got to have pants.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Walter Block talks about the smelly bum problem. Can we kick out the smelly bum from the library? And he says no. If it's government owned, then you cannot kick out the smelly bum. And his strategy is the worse the better. The more miserable it is, the more likely people will overthrow the state. I don't think so.
855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live, live Thanksgiving edition with Tom Woods. 855-450-free. Free Talk Live. Tom Woods, what's your website?
TomWoods.com.
Free Talk Live.
How do you define pants?
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about borders here on this Thanksgiving evening show with Mark,
Tom,
and Daryl.
Tom Woods.
That's Tom Woods.
Yeah, Tom Woods sitting in the studio. It's the best Thanksgiving I've had.
Oh, it's a great Thanksgiving for me, too. No awkward family conversations this Thanksgiving.
It's just been awkward conversations about all the activism in Keene. Let's go right to the phones. Oh, actually, I got to tell you real quick. If you're doing your Christmas shopping, it's starting now. It's starting, everybody. Christmas shopping. When you do your Christmas shopping, go to shop.freetalklive.com. We've got links there for Walmart and Amazon. We get a spiff. You get the same prices, the same service, the same shipping, the same whatever. Everything's the same. We just get a little spiff for sending you there. It's shop.freetalklive. Tell your family. Tell your friends. That is how we decentralize the cost of Free Talk Live. You going to shop.freetalklive.com, and Christmas is our big time.
And tomorrow is Black Friday, so there will be specials all around.
Yep, just make sure you go through shop.freetalklive.com when you do. Let's go to John calling in from Carson City, Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom Woods.
Hi, guys. I'm a little bit unclear about part of Tom's position on open borders because, you know, I agree that the decision should be the decision of private property owners of who gets to come here to America. But the implication I'm hearing from people like Lou Rockwell is that somehow the government is forcing people to take immigrants. But as far as I can tell, every immigrant, illegal or legal, in America is living on private property. He's working on private property, eating on private property, all with the consent of the owners of the property, as far as I can tell. So I don't really get that part of the position. Hoppe has talked about immigration causing forced integration, but I don't see forced integration if every immigrant is on private property with permission.
All right, but it wouldn't be possible. It's possible because of the fact that it's so-called publicly owned roads, publicly owned public property of various kinds that you're able to basically come in and walk all the way up to the doorstep of every single person because of this. I mean, yeah, you might wind up eventually on some private property, but how did you get there? And so, in other words, the demographic results of current immigration are not results that would occur on a free market. They're not results that would occur if these decisions were all made by private property owners. Also, Hoppe makes the point that, well, I don't necessarily want to talk a lot about the old Switzerland immigration policy, but you had to pay to get your way in, because just in case you caused trouble. And a lot of times, and in fact, in U.S. history, the three major crime waves that we've seen that have accompanied mass immigration. I mean, this is not a matter of, well, the right-wingers are just crazy and stupid and evil, and they just hate foreign people. You know, that's not a reasonable position. There are real social consequences, and when we look around the world, at what are the consequences when very, very large-scale migrations take place, and you have a very, very substantial demographic presence of different sorts of people? The result is not a multicultural utopia, almost anywhere. It is almost always some form of strife or violence or competition for loot from the government. The government wants this sort of outcome because they want people to be pitted against each other, because then it becomes harder for them and less likely that they will actually be able to combine against the government. They want the people to be divided against themselves. That's why Stalin wanted to resettle ethnic Russians into the Baltic states, so that those places would be much, much less likely to stand up to him. It wasn't because he wanted them to experience diversity. It never is. So I guess the point of the Rockwell and Hoppe analysis, and you should read their original pieces because they do address all this stuff, is just to remind us that government is not a welfare agency that is looking out for your good. It isn't. It's looking out for its own good, and when it carries out a policy like this, it's meant to scramble the people to make it harder for them to resist. That's what they want.
Well, I have been reading the Hoppe and Rockwell pieces for years, and my claim here isn't that they're hateful. My claim is that Hoppe especially wants to treat the American territory as collective property. He thinks that, well, that's not his first option, but he thinks that given where we are, that it would be best if government treated the land as collective property, and I don't think libertarians can sign on to that. I think that leads to all sorts of problems. If this territory is our collective property, then we can make any rules we want. We can have health care. We can have, if it's our property, then we can have anything we want, and we can exclude anyone we want. We can get rid of people who already live here.
There's a lot of politicians I'd like to do that to.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it were restricted to that, it's true. Yeah, look, it is a hard question. It's true, but the alternative is to take the position that if the government is administering something, then it has fallen back into the state of nature and is unowned. But I don't think that position is correct either. So again, it just comes back to my point that as soon as the government owns something, administers something, runs something, the libertarian response is much murkier. Again, the dirty bum in the library, I know perfectly good libertarians who take both positions on that. But if we had a private library, there would be no issue to start with.
One of the things that was brought up here is this sort of, you know, just culture. And culture is difficult to define. So New Hampshire is different than Texas, right?
Yes.
Nothing like, you know, New Hampshire is nothing like Texas.
And there are even parts of Texas that are different than other parts of Texas.
Absolutely. And Texas was actually seceded from Mexico. And, you know, one wonders if, for instance, when you look at the voting patterns of Latinos in Texas, you'll see that it's somewhere between 40 and 50% of Latinos vote Republican in Texas. So you'll often, often the suggestion is that, poor people tend to vote, liberal. They tend to vote more statist. And whereas I don't know that that's entirely true when it comes to immigrants from south of the border. If the Republicans chose to embrace immigration in a different way, they wouldn't be painted in the way that they're painted, and then maybe there'd be more some more attraction. They'd be more attractive.
Yeah, but the fact is, there are whole huge states that are basically now absolutely unwinnable for Republicans. So I don't believe this.
California.
Yeah, California is unwinnable at this point for Republicans. And also, I'm not convinced that newly established immigrants are always necessarily. They may tell pollsters what they think they want to hear. But I'm not convinced that they have any particular reason to be in favor of further immigration. Once you get here, you're happy that you're here. Would you want more people?
I'm from Sarasota, Florida, and I can tell you that every Yankee that moves down there and says, you know what, we need to do something about all these Yankees that are coming down here. I mean, my parents came in 63. I was born there. I'm like the only native I know from the area. They all leave. They all go someplace to make more money, and their grandparents are moving in constantly.
But my point is that's not why the Republicans are having trouble. It's not that their immigration policy is rubbing people the wrong way. I think that is the immigration view that a lot of new immigrants would like, is that, okay, I'm here, but I don't want other people competing for my job. So let's just cut it off. Plus, most Republicans are for open borders, as far as I can see. They talk about the borders, but the Republicans talk about a lot of things. They don't do anything.
John?
Yeah, well, as I look at the situation, John? I see that the main...
So I've got a question for you real quick, Tom. You had said that when there's a lot of immigration, then, you know, like the culture sort of goes away or gets murky. Would you say that places like Little Italy and Chinatown in New York and San Francisco and a lot of other cities are anomalies then?
No, that's what happens when you have... When the subpopulations are of reasonable size. But if all of a sudden I were to say, I'm going to take 10 million of whatever the group is, but if it's a cohesive group that has common values, I'm going to take 10 million people affiliated with the Islamic State, and I'm going to plop them into Detroit. You're telling me Detroit is not going to be unrecognizable, and you're going to tell me, well, nobody could resist that. You got to just look. Hey, got to get with the times, man. Can't be a bigot. You know, got to get with the times. You know, women now have to wear burkas, and that's just the way it is, man. Nothing you can do about it.
Well, I think Detroit's lost anyway. I mean, it could do worse.
Well, yeah, I would take. I don't want this. but my point is, if you were to plop a million, Americans into the middle of any foreign capital, this would create problems.
You can see if you plop several dozen Americans in foreign countries. I think we're coming to a break here. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.